Good morning.
How long have you been the mayor of this community?
Well, this is my first term.
Okay.
And, of course, I'm up for re-election now this coming election cycle.
And prior to that, what was your involvement within the community?
I started with the village. There was a vacancy, and I was appointed as a council person back in 2004. And from there, being a council person, the fellow members of the council have also voted me in as president of council. And I had that for the previous 4 years, and then I decided to run. And now I'm currently in that position.
What went into that decision-making to say, hey, I'd like to be mayor?
Well, I have always been looking at myself as a leader. I, you know, really embraced the village as they have embraced me. And I think I want to lead and make the quality of life here for the residents a lot better.
How can you do that, or how has that gone in your first term?
Okay. Well, we have instituted different programs. You know, we try to maintain our safety services as much as possible. We also want to keep up with the road repairs. And my thing is, I'm in the office every day, and if people have any issues or they want to talk about something, I'm there for them to come in and speak.
You mentioned being there every day. What else would you be doing, or what is that a full-time position, or what's the situation with the leadership here?
Well, you know, it is a part-time position,
okay.
But I feel it needs full-time representation. So that's why I'm there every day.
Okay. As I know, having been in the community before where it's grown enough where the mayor was sort of part-time or the services or whatever, you kind of have to work within what's happening, but being there every day allows the people, what are they coming to see you about, or what are the issues that they're sort of getting to your office with?
Well, it can be anything from coming in to say, you know, when is our bulk pickup, you know, or when are they going to do some of the leaf pickup, things such as that, to, you know, I'm having an issue, you know, with the road out there in front, you know, that, you know, we'd like to see some of these things patched. I personally will go out and examine it, and of course get our crew out there to take care of that.
Sometimes the mayor also does sort of ceremonial things. What are things you get to do for that in that regard?
Well, you know, one of the things, you know, we do have a very nice Memorial Day parade. I do, you know, facilitate that, and also, you know, the Halloween parade that's coming up now, this coming Sunday, it's putting on by our Firemen's Association. I will be in part of that also.
What do you like about this community? Why do you, you know, call it home?
Well, the thing is, people know each other. You know, we still refer to not an address where somebody lives, but where the person actually is, whether it be Mr. Jones, Mrs. Smith, you know, the White family, whatever. That's how we refer to things, because we know each other.
Earlier today when Jerry Dickinson was in here from the Historical Society, he kind of joked about calling the area the South or South. Have you ever heard that outside of his realm of discussion?
Not really. I've not heard of that.
Jerry said it was very much inside.
Well,
that he was,
yeah,
talking about that sort of thing. What was your career prior to becoming mayor?
I was working in medical sales and service.
Okay, so doing a lot of traveling?
A lot of traveling.
Wow, so this sort of roots you in and keeps you home, as it were.
Right. And like I say, you know, I can devote my energies into the operation and, you know, the you know, well-being of the village and its people.
Right. What have you discovered becoming mayor that has been different from council or as a council person as well?
I think there's a lot more responsibility in that you see the day-to-day operation of the actual village. Being there, I can see what the clerks go through, people coming in. I get to talk with them, whether or not we just talk about something very simplistic such as the weather or the Browns, the Cavs, or the Indians.
A lot of times when we talk with mayors, it's some economic development that's a part of that plan. Is that part of what you're involved with too, or how does that work within the village area?
Well, that's what I'm excited about. We do have the potential here of some really, how do I want to say, positive things that can happen in the village. The quarry project, you know, is still on the books there, that they want to develop that and put in some residential housing and also a resort spa. We had a meeting on Monday where we realized that they're going to be leaving this school building here and building a new building out on Vermilion Road for the Firelands District. They're looking to repurpose that building and maybe bring in some commercial development there.
I was at that news conference at Lorain County Community College many years ago, and that Stuart Lichter, I believe, from California came in to talk about the quarry project, and I don't know that anything has happened since then. Can you give us an update on where it's been or where it's gone?
Right. Well, I was involved a little bit before that, where Trans-European Securities had a meeting at the Visitor Center, and they were going to build a resort there in Doma Quarry and put in a world-class golf course where they were going to bring in the Ryder Cup. I don't know if you can recall that. Well, that did not come to fruition, so they did sell the quarries to IRG, the same company that has bought the Ford plant. Their plan is, again, to put in some residential housing, again, with a resort spa. Initially, it will not be a gated community, but they're looking to do that maybe in the future. So there is that possibility of that happening. It's all going to be predicated on, of course, sewers. You know, the thing that we need here in town for our development and maybe for even a growth and development and existence is the sewers. They want to put in their own sewage treatment plant. We would like to see them go a little bit further, and since we're in the facility planning area for Lorain, is take the sewage into Lorain. Therefore, we could, you know, sewer the whole village. Therefore, get away with some of these failing septic systems that we have here in town. And it's a one-time thing, whereas, again, it would help with the growth and development.
How do you balance the growth with sort of the small town, the rural, the kind of village, as it's called, atmosphere that people come for?
Well, there are some people here who do not want to see this happen. You know, we always have the naysayers and whatever have you. But this, a lot of the people that I have spoken to have said, I really do want the sewers to avoid the maintenance and maybe the potential replacement of my sewage system. I think we will maintain that small atmosphere because of the people that are here who enjoy it. We do not want to, or we will not probably see any big industry or anything like that coming in here. And at this point in time, we do not have any industry. We rely on such small businesses, such as Electrical Accents and like Piggies here, to, you know, keep that small town feeling.
It allows people to sort of stay within the borders, whatever. They have what they need here in the village.
They have everything that they need. You know, if you look at the geographic location of the village, you have a turnpike exit on each end. Not that far up the road, you have Interstate 90. We have rail access here. The thing that was brought to me, and I didn't realize, is just down the road, we have an airport. People could come in here, spend a little bit of time at the resort or spa when that's developed, come back out, fly out.
Wow. So there's a lot of access to it, but yet you have a lot of trees, which kind of creates the very sort of small community atmosphere as well. Even though we are outside of 113, though, this is sort of the area that's still part of the main area, as it's called Main Street. But yeah, you have people passing through. Maybe they'll stop by, spend a little money, and that sort of thing, too. So you have a little tourism that happens.
Right, right. Well, again, like anything else, you know, the complexion of the village will change a little bit, whether it be due to that development or just over time.
Right. Well, you said you're there every day. I don't want to hold you up. You have probably office hours start pretty soon for you?
Oh, they have already started.
Oh, okay. So does anybody want to call?
Do you have any complaints?
No, everything's fine. Okay. We've enjoyed our day. And, of course, Andy and Matt will be out here this afternoon. Mayor Dave Leshinsky, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. And again, I want to thank you for inviting me and, again, bringing, you know, a little bit of notoriety to the village.
Again, we are spotlighting the Firelands this morning.